restrictions apply. The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 12 hours main news bulletin, the headlines. President Hichilema orders nationwide bridge assessment after Sindela collapse. Government engages DRC to ensure safety of Zambian truck drivers. And heavy rainstorms in California leave 3 dead. To present the news in detail, my name is Masuzi Mvula. Zambia National Service Commander Lieutenant General Engineer Maliti Soluchi has disclosed that President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Zambia Army, Zambia National Service and the Road Development Agency to conduct a countrywide assessment of all bridges and report on their condition. Speaking when he visited Sindela area in Wesonsa district where a bridge on Pangfumba stream collapsed yesterday, leaving hundreds of travelers stranded and cutting off the Great East Road, Lieutenant General Soluchi said the directive was issued following the bridge wash away after heavy rain. He has added that engineers from the three institutions are expected to start the assessment immediately and assured the traveling public that the Great East Road will be reopened to traffic by the end of the day. Meanwhile, the Sapa Province Minister, Shiu Muliata, has commended the ZMS and RDA for swiftly moving to the site to work on the collapse of the bridge. And RDA Director of Road Maintenance Engineer Paul Habasindi said the repair works on the bridge are expected to take place within 3 days. This is according to a joint statement issued by Ministry of Defence Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala and Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda. Government says it has continued engaging the Democratic Republic of Congo to guarantee the safety of Zambian truck drivers operating in that country. In an interview, Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga says the engagements aim to ensure that Zambian drivers can move freely and safely while transporting goods across the border and within the DRC. He explains that government officials regularly hold discussions with their DRC counterparts to address safety concerns affecting truck drivers from the point of entry into the DRC up to their exit. The minister has also clarified that it is not only Zambians who have been attacked, but drivers from other countries as well.
What we have done as a Zambian government is not only to stop these protests from taking place by foreign drivers on our soil, but also to continue to engage the DRC government on guaranteeing safety for our people to move there. So in the past, myself, the Minister of Commerce, Affairs, were also always moving into the DRC to negotiate with our friends. But with this latest incident, which is so regrettable, these discussions are ongoing, and we want this to be done in a guaranteed manner.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Moitwa says government has approved to mobilize all available resources to clear the debt owed to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, with priority given to small-scale farmers to enable them to invest in the current production season. In a statement, Mr. Moitwa said Cabinet has also approved a cash-based intervention through the Disaster Cash Transfer Program to assist affected families and households in the 42 districts classified as food insecure in the 2025 Zambia In-Depth Vulnerability and Needs Assessment Report. He has added that the Cabinet further approved the Food Reserve Agency to open community maize sales, which will run alongside the cash-based intervention. On the energy sector, Mr. Moitwa said Cabinet has approved the issuance of the statutory instrument for the Electricity Grid Code Amendment Regulation 2025. He said the move is aimed at ensuring that the reliability and stability of the interconnected power system, especially with planned investments in variable renewable energy sources. The Technical Education, Vocational and Entrepreneurship Training Authority has unveiled a 5-year strategic plan aimed at rolling out competency-based training to close the country's skills gap and reduce reliance on imported expertise. In an interview, Teveta Director General Teofas Tazkaizia said the strategy is designed to equip learners with practical industry-relevant tools that respond to labor market demands. Mr. Tazkaidia has explained that the plan includes sending selected trainees and instructors abroad to acquire specialized skills that are currently limited or unavailable locally. He has further noted that the government intends to strengthen learning institutions through capacity building, including improving infrastructure, upgrading equipment, and enhancing trainer skills to ensure institutions are fully prepared to deliver competency-based education.
That way, we'll be producing graduates that are going to respond. So our view, in our strategic plan, we want to roll out competence-based training as a way of closing up this gap. And this strategic plan is looking in the short term, within the next 2 years, we must be able to begin to produce graduates that are appreciated by industry. But as we get to the long term of our strategic plan by 5 years, we should have a very minimal number of skills that should be important.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Economist analyst Yusuf Dodia says the growth in domestic trade is a positive indication that Zambians are experiencing improved economic conditions. Mr. Dodia has explained that increased domestic trade suggests people have more disposable income and are purchasing more goods and services compared to previous years. He has noted that the trend reflects an improvement in the quality of life for many Zambians, as increased spending power often translates into better access to both essential and non-essential goods. Mr. Dodia has added that sustained growth in domestic trade can contribute to broader economic stability and long-term development. Recently, the Zambia Statistics Agency revealed that total trade from January to November 2025 stood at 606 billion kwacha compared to 530.3 billion kwacha during the same period in 2024, representing a 14.3% increase.
If that trade grows, it's an indicator that Zambians are having disposable income and they are buying more goods and services than in previous years, which is a rough indicator of an improved quality of life for Zambian people. The more they spend, the more we expect that the disposable income is growing. And so I think that from that perspective, it's a good indicator.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
International news.
Heavy rainstorms across a large part of California triggered floods and mudslides and left three dead as of Christmas night, the local officials have said. The storms, which were expected to continue through Friday, brought 11 inches of rainfall to some parts of Los Angeles County, prompted evacuations and shut down major roads. Emergency responders had to perform several rescues, including people stuck in vehicles as flood waters rose. The BBC has warned other global stories.
The Malaysian former Prime Minister Najib Razak has been found guilty of abuse of power in the biggest trial yet to emerge from the multi-billion dollar corruption scandal at the state fund, 1MDB. The court dismissed his plea that the charges against him were politically motivated. A special prosecutor in South Korea has requested a 10-year sentence for the former president, Yoon Sung-yeol, over charges related to his failed attempt to impose martial law last December. He stands accused of obstruction of justice for barricading himself inside the presidential compound to evade arrest. Japan's government has unveiled a record budget for the next fiscal year, including the largest amount ever spent on defense. The move shows the Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, is willing to continue borrowing heavily despite persistent concerns about Japan's public